Hot Night in the Sauna Club, narrated by James Liam, narrated for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. Cold Feet, by Manu Seppänen. The first time I saw him, my body reacted before my brain. He hurried out of the boss's office, quickly greeting anyone he happens to pass on his way. A firm handshake. An intense blue-grey gaze. He looked everyone he met in the eyes in a way that was almost reminiscent of being subjected to military discipline. Even me. He looked me up and down. I was about a head taller and maybe 20 years younger. As I shook his hand, my cock was already beginning to stiffen. I felt how it was escaping my boxer shorts, the head slowly popping above my stomach and trouser lining. And, out of desire and instinct, began to ruffle through my pubes. When I looked down at my crotch, I saw that I had an erection, and knew that the other party to this interaction thought either that I had a banana in my pocket, or was happy to see my reaction. I hoped that the new boss assumed the latter to be the case. He got me to stand to attention, both bodily and literally. I had to detach myself from his gaze before I mentioned my name. He gave me a brief smile, frowned, studied me, nodded, and continued. I kept my eyes on him as he stormed onwards, the broad back, the boundary of hair in his neck, dark, short stubble in a straight line that higher up on the head transitions to hair that is greyer and slightly thinning. He swayed a little as we walked, like a medal-winning swimmer who had just come out of the water. By this time, my cock had let go of all inhibitions and found its way into a fold in my trousers. It was producing a clear silhouette in one trouser leg. You could clearly see the head through the fabric, so I quickly closed my jacket in an attempt to prevent my throbbing tool from becoming an all-too-public secret. I just needed to go to the bathroom before the morning meeting. Firmly gripping the shaft of my rod with one hand and massaging the head in a twisting motion with the other, I pumped out a thick cascade of cum right up to the ceiling, all in his name. Lars came from the other company, and intended to put his stamp on us as quickly as possible. In an industry such as ours, trading is important, and consequently, things are very results-oriented. It is no lie to say that at that time, I was getting more than a little bit tired of all these top bosses leaving as quickly as they arrived. But things seemed different with this guy. He would probably be sticking around a bit longer. Or so I hoped. Throughout the morning meeting, I sat in a relaxed position, which allowed my cock to be a little bit free under the table. Lars made me horny in an almost otherworldly way. On several occasions, I found my gaze searching out his, peering below his chest and tie, and up again. When he stood up and outlined his policies and intentions for the company, both my eyes and my attention were firmly fixed on his crotch. It was as if I was trying to set the fabric enclosing his cock and balls on fire. It was as if I was sending signals to his body. I have always been attracted to older, mature, middle-aged men, getting horny in the middle of late, drawn-out, tough negotiations. Some men are incredibly sexy. They have a singular masculine power and strength. But Lars was probably one of those most provocative I've seen.